I thought he started with the necessity. We talked about you need necessity, the objective, then what's the plan. I thought the necessity laying out the bill of particulars on Iran was fairly effective, not entirely accurate, as you just pointed out. I think it's important to remind people what Iran is about. It is a real threat. There are reasons to be doing what we're doing. I thought when he laid out the objectives and the plan, I don't think we heard too much. And my takeaway was that we might be in for an escalation of this war. I mean, he said if there's not a deal, he put back on the table.
He didn't talk about a deal very much.
Well, he said there's not a deal. The energy targets, everything else he'd been talking about. So if we were thought we might hear a de-escalatory speech that we're going to wrap this up in a couple weeks, I actually heard something quite different. That, and he said, he visits the families at Dover, and he said we must honor them by completing the mission. And then he basically threatened Iran that we're going to prepare to send you back to the Stone Age. So I think this war is going to continue for some time. I mean, that's what I heard.
David. I thought it was striking that while he had a chance to speak to the Iranian leadership, the replaced Iranian leadership, he did not make an offer or any discussion of what the U.S.-Iran relationship could look like. I mean, these are two countries that have every reason that they could be natural allies historically in various moments. Long time ago, they were. But there was only threat to the Iranian leadership. There was no incentive.